This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. CCNS asks why LANL's Area G waste handling lacks proper safety documents. On Wednesday, Chris Rossetti, the technical director for the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board, raised more red flags about the fact that Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, handles, treats, and stores radioactive and hazardous waste without the proper paperwork in place. He was speaking during a virtual meeting of the Northern New Mexico Citizens Advisory Board. Some paperwork has remained unresolved for years. For example, since at least 2016, LANL does not have compliant safety documents for nuclear facilities, such as the Area G dump. These documents, called Documented Safety Analysis, serve to identify and analyze the hazards associated with the work. Nuclear facilities are required to respond to the analysis in ways that will protect workers, the public, and the environment. Some elements of safety documents include fire protection calculations, computer modeling for the dispersion of contaminants, and analysis of the efficiency of the operating controls to prevent releases. The Area G safety documents have languished since 2016, even though LANL continues to handle, treat, and store plutonium-contaminated and hazardous waste there. Rossetti said there are about 3,100 drums containing radioactive and hazardous waste sitting above ground at Area G. These wastes are destined for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, but need to be treated or repackaged before shipment. In fiscal year 2020, LANL sent 54 shipments to WIP. Most of these shipments were newly generated waste from the fabrication of the triggers for nuclear weapons or plutonium pits. Each shipment to WIP can hold 42 55-gallon steel drums. Based on the current shipping rate, if all 3,100 above-ground drums were sent to WIP at a maximum of 42 drums per shipment, it would take about 18 months. But the amount of radioactivity in each drum dictates how many drums make up each shipment. In the meantime, newly generated waste would be shipped into Area G. In recent virtual meetings, LANL officials have announced its plans to begin retrieving thousands of buried containers at Area G. Those drums would most likely need to be repackaged before shipment to WIP, but again, the safety documents have not been developed and approved. Safety documents address not only the repackaging and shipping operations, but also the delicate retrieval operations. There is evidence that some drums have corroded. CCNS asks why LANL is allowed to continue to operate Area G when safety basis documents have not been properly updated in the case of Area G for nearly 5 years. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and links to key documents, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.